musician just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, the start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, March the 26th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, the week got off to an interesting start, I guess would be an understatement. It wasn't too long after Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke made a statement this morning that the actions in the financial markets were referred to as the Bernanke bounce. And everybody is still scratching their heads trying to interpret what actually the Fed chief said. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 34 points at 13,080. NASDAQ higher by 4.5 at 3,067. U.S. dollar marginally stronger by 2 basis points. Dollar index at 78.94. Crude oil higher by 11 cents to end the day at $107 a barrel. Metals got the biggest bounce from the Bernanke bounce today. Gold closing up $27 at $16.90. Silver up 60 cents at $32.94. Platinum higher by $22 at $16.55. Palladium higher by 11 at $6.73. And with positive signs in the Dow and the metals, it's pretty obvious. Well, not really pretty obvious. Sometimes it does go against it, but the mining sector had a good day. XAU higher by 284 basis points at 177.10. We'll try and make head or tails of what Bernanke said after this.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This Monday. Well, what did Bernanke say that caused the Bernanke bounce? Well, this morning, prior to the open of the markets, he was giving a speech at some economic conference where he said that a more accommodative monetary policy is needed to lower unemployment. Phil Flynn, Vice President of Research at PFG Best in Chicago, said Bernanke's view on the jobs market is not as quite as rosy as most people thought it was. And by his statement, it sounds like we are going to have low interest rates well past 2012. According to Bill O'Grady, chief market strategist at Investment Management Services in St. Louis, says the reaction to the market to the Bernanke comments is mystifying because there was absolutely nothing in that speech he gave this morning that we haven't heard before. And Flynn concluded his comments by saying, we are going to continue to see this market move on the headline of the moment without breaking out of our range. We need a definitive resolution, first and foremost, to the Iranian crisis. Interesting to note there was not much said on that particular issue today. However, there's always a however. Over the weekend, The gold blogosphere was on fire over a report that first appeared on Silver Doctor's website and subsequently picked up by Zero Hedge. That reported on a story from ABC Bullion, based on an email from one of their distributors, about a UK scrap dealer who had received a tungsten-filled gold bar. Now, as you know, the tungsten gold bar story was a major topic of discussion a few years ago. And so the blogosphere was a lively place over the weekend. So much so that it forced the Perth Mint in Australia to issue this press release entitled Fake Bars, The Facts. And they go after Zero Hedge. Even though, as I said before, it wasn't Zero Hedge that initially broke the story. It was the folks over at Silver Doctors. And Zero Hedge just picked it up from then. So the response from the Perth Mint says, typically, Zero Hedge overplay the significance of the story with this statement on their website about the tungsten bar. And they were questioning the statement that the second reported incident of tungsten-filled gold bars in 2 years, is this an isolated incident? And then the Perth Mint goes on to say that the amount of fake gold bars out there is insignificant, and fakes do occasionally show up, but are a rare occurrence. According to the Perth Mint, in the 20 years, our refinery manager has been working at the mint. He has never seen a fake bar come through our operations. If investors buy coins and bars made by a reputable refiner and mint and from a reputable dealer, they are highly unlikely to be sold fakes. Now, I have to agree with the Perth Mint in that particular statement, because let me explain to you how the gold market works, just so you understand, and especially for those folks, because I know one of the main problems that we get with these fake gold bar stories, it gets everybody who owns gold and silver a little wiggy, because the first thing they think about, well, is any of the stuff I have fake? And let me just say, the probability that anything that you own is fake is remote at best. The gold and silver that you have in your possession right now, most probably moved through at least a dozen checks before it finally ended up in your possession. Every single major dealer out there, especially those primary dealers who deal directly with official governments, all inspect the product when it arrives on premises. And the same goes for individuals who sell back to a dealer. All the stuff is inspected to make sure that it is real. There are various methods that dealers test gold and silver that they have any suspicion that there could be a fake out there. And let me just premise this by saying, there have been numerous stories about fake Krugerrands and fake Morgan dollars and the like. But those are usually spotted fairly early in the process. So the point that I want to make is don't get wiggy when you hear stories about fake gold and silver coins and bars. And I have to agree with the Perthmint that the cases when they do show up are very rare. And I have no doubt, and you can actually see photos of the fake bar that are posted on my website. But that's also making light of a very serious situation. What you need to be more concerned about is not so much whether gold and silver bars are fake in any way, shape, or form. It's more a case of looking into those instruments like the GLD and the SLV, those ETF paper gold and silver entities. That's where the real concern should be. Anyway, we'll have more after this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the problem. product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This Monday, talking about a story that broke over the weekend about fake gold bars. Let me tell you the gold bars that you should worry about. And those are the gold bars that rarely move. And the gold bars that rarely move are your standard good delivery bars, which are 400-ounce bars, just like the ones that Bob Pisani from CNBC likes to show everybody from time to time. Now, at the Federal Reserve Bank in Lower Manhattan, and there's the collection of the entire planet's gold sitting in the Federal Reserve vaults. And if you've ever seen the video of a tour of the vaults, you will notice that it is made up of a series of bins in which foreign governments hold their gold as collateral, if you will, and is used whenever they need to raise cash. And a little forklift driver moves in and loads up a number of 400-ounce bars from a particular country's bin and moves it to the feds bin. So those bars never go through an independent evaluation because they are just simply moved around in the bowels of the feds' vaults. And it is quite possible that those bars will never see independent evaluation. And you see, that's where the rub lies. Not so much with small denominational bars that may have been tampered with, but the bars that are used by and large by GLD and SLV. Because if anybody ever took the time to read through a GLD or SLV prospectus, they would soon discover that there is language within the GLD and SLV prospectus that, for want of a better word, grants immunity to these instruments of gold and silver from prosecution. For instance, let me quote you something from the GLD's prospectus, and you decide for yourself. It says, gold bars allocated to the trust in connection with the creation of a basket may not meet the London Good Delivery Standards. And if a basket is issued against such gold, the trust may suffer a loss. This can be found on page 11 of the GLD prospectus. Well, what this means in English is that the physical bars may not be up to the standards of the London vault that they are actually held in, and if it is discovered that the gold is in any way counterfeit or not pure, the fund and its respective shareholders, the trust, can take a loss. And this has obviously led to a number of folks on the financial bloggers to assume that investors accusing the fund of holding lead bars painted gold or any number of other scenarios that involve fake gold in the vault. But this is standard language to simply warn of the possible risks and does not necessarily suggest that the GLD holds fake gold. We'll have more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, talking about the big story over the weekend about the fake gold. Now, the GLD and the SLV prospectus is no different to a myriad of other prospectuses out there for any other ETF. Those prospectuses were written by smart lawyers. And what the prospectuses basically say is that the fund has its butt covered no matter what. Even if there is fake gold being held in its depositories, it's just the way it is. And so, whether or not, the GLD or the SLV actually have the metals they say they have is of absolutely no consequence. After all, we are dealing with a $68 billion fund here. And the odds that GLD or SLV are phony are practically zero, because otherwise that 68 billion dollars would be one of the largest financial cover-ups in world history. And I know some people believe it is, but for those that are holding small quantities of gold and silver, you have no reason to be concerned in any way, shape, or form. What you should be concerned about is the level of U.S. debt. And how much money has been printed on both sides of the pond. Jim Enbury from Sprout Asset Management was speaking with Eric King of King World News. And he said to Eric King that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's comments at a recent congressional hearing should cause everyone to pause. Because it proves that massive money printing is necessary in order to avoid a financial collapse. Congressman Gowdy was questioning Tim Geithner, and it was interesting the way he asked one of his questions. He asked Jimmy, let's say we only have one more debt ceiling increase that would have to cover all the future obligations. What number would that be? Well, Jimmy Geithner backed away from getting involved in that debate. Then the congressman started throwing out numbers. He said, Mr. Geithner, would it be 20 trillion or 50 trillion? Geithner responded, I can't give you that number. But then he finally conceded and said, it would be a lot. It would make you uncomfortable. Now, that's an astounding statement for the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States to make. I think it tells you all you need to know about where this is headed. Anybody who looked at that would realize this thing is out of control and there's going to have to be an extraordinary amount of money printing because of not only U.S., but European debt. And matching that up with what Ben Bernanke said today, I think a lot of people are slowly coming to the recognition that all of this economic recovery being touted in the media, in particular CNBC, is just all smoke and mirrors. There's no economic recovery. It's just a bunch of people playing with numbers to mask the fact that the economy is heading in the opposite direction. I mean, even Bernanke alluded to that today when he said he wondered whether the labor market recovery was sustainable. He knows full well the problems that are out there and the fact that there's no easy solution to this. And people have to once again come to the sad reality is don't believe what you hear. The staggering debt load we are dealing with globally is going to force more and more money printing to keep things from collapsing. An article today on Zero Hedge actually illustrates how large the derivative debt bubble is, and it is a staggering $275 trillion. I mean, you can't even wrap your mind around that kind of number. But when you look at that number, you can also understand what Bernanke was saying, and more importantly, what Timmy Geithner said to the congressman. And the bottom line implications of all of this is the realization that inflation is without question the major problem. And the thing about inflation is once the genie is out of the bottle, there's no way of getting it back. I mean, even last week, the General Mills CEO came out with their third quarter earnings. And what do you suppose was one of the top points they wanted to make to their investors is that they were experiencing significant higher input costs year over year. And the number he threw out was forget about Ben Bernanke's targeted inflation rate of 2 to 3%. General Mills CEO put that number at somewhere around 11%. So who are you going to believe? Ben Bernanke or what happens whenever you go to the grocery store? Well, Jim Embry wasn't going to get away from Eric King without him asking about his feelings on gold and silver, and no shock or surprise that Mr. Embry is somewhat bullish, pointing out that the breakout in silver is still between $35 to $37. And as you know, the last time we had silver back up above $37, J.P. Morgan managed to kick it down again. And so, as Embry says, silver is consolidating, but when silver takes out 37 on the upside this time, there will be a huge move. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. He felt similar about mining shares, which I don't have to remind you, have been disappointing. It's a politically correct word I just used. Disappointing of late. So take all these stories in stride, my friends. I find it interesting that this story comes out so soon after Ben Bernanke did his college speaking tour, which was nothing more than a PR exercise for the Federal Reserve, trying to convince the mushheads out there that the Fed is doing everything in its power to keep the economy going. And also an opportunity for Ben Bernanke to quash any more talk about a return to the gold standard. Now, I find that interesting that so soon after the speech about the impracticality of returning to a gold standard, we have the resurrected tungsten fake bar report. Oh, I could get a little conspiratorial elst thing going here, but I won't push it past that. As I've often said so many times before, gold is nothing more than an indicator to central bankers, a report card, if you will, on the confidence level of the people. And there's no question that the central bankers are worried about a number of things. Number one, they are worried about the European debt explosion. I mean, that hasn't been resolved. That can has just been kicked down the road. They are even more concerned with the dollar's reserve status position as well. Because with the imposition of sanctions on Iran, rather than punish the leadership in Iran, what it's simply doing is forcing Asian currencies to adopt trading practices that use anything but the dollar. And that is, as you know, happening with greater frequency now, especially when it comes to India and China purchasing oil from Iran. And I'll notice that the level of war talk has diminished somewhat over the last week or so. I don't know if this is an indication of a plan or not, realizing the path that they are heading down. But, my friends, your guess on that one is as good as mine. Anyway, we'll take another quick time out and be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, and let me quickly correct myself. I gave you a bogus number for U.S. Derivative exposure. According to the Bureau of International Settlements, in the first half of 2011, global derivative gross exposure across the board increased by $107 trillion to stand at a record of $707 trillion. In the fourth quarter of 2011, $230 trillion was held by five banks, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and HSBC. They accounted for 95.7% of all derivatives. I mean, is it any wonder that Tim Geithner didn't want to give the congressman a figure? And was honest in saying that if he were to give a figure to the congressman, it would shock him. Well, my friends, it looks as though Ben Bernanke is positioning himself to do everything in the Fed's power, as they always do, to give some aid and comfort to the incumbent president. Well, because Ben knows. If Obama goes, so does Ben. So we are going to be in for a fun ride, if nothing else. Anyway, my friends, coming up the top of the hour, we have Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.